What a beautiful sound you all make. And with that, we come to the time in our service where we lift up our joys and concerns. And the first is the joy of the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it. And we begin with our flowers in worship this morning, given by the Wolverton family in loving memory of Dick Wolverton. And so for Dick Wolverton and all of his fingerprints that are still around this church and in the hearts of the people whose lives he touched, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And in lieu of flowers or a food basket, Margie and Marshall Jones have made a donation to the Sanctuary Renovation Fund in honor of their May birthdays. And Margie's was on May 3rd. Happy belated birthday to Margie. And Marshall's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Marshall. And thank you for spending your birthday morning singing for us. Things to note in our ministry. This Saturday is outreach lunch. Food and volunteers are needed, and you can talk to Kathy Ald if you would like more information or to let her know what you can bring, whether it's stuff or yourself. And so that is Saturday. And so for the ministry of our church and the ways that God does move in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And I did wanted to bring a joy and a concern personally because both my oldest and my youngest both have birthdays this week. And believe it or not, Kylie, whose preferred name if you don't know is Theo at this point, Theo's birthday on Tuesday will be the sweet 16. So, a happy birthday and get off the streets as that new driver begins. And then on Friday, Madison Joy, who was just that three-year-old, just turned three-year-old nugget when we got here, is gonna be 11. And so, a happy birthday to Madison as well. And so, for the biggest and littlest Dixons, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. With that, I invite us to go to God in prayers this morning. Will you join me? Gracious and most loving God, there is so much to celebrate this morning as we're hearing of birthdays, as we honor anniversaries, as we see the graduations that are happening, as we see pictures of proms and engagement parties and wedding showers and all sorts of celebrations, Lord. And for each of the reasons that we have joy in our lives and blessings that we feel, we give you our heartfelt thanks. We thank you for love and for friendship and for family and for education and for life in all its abundance. And Lord, in the midst of all of that, we know that life is still happening, and life, like a roller coaster, has its ups and downs and twists and turns alike. And so for those who are going through the tougher parts of life, Lord, we give you our prayers. For those whose bodies ache, for those whose hearts ache, for those whose minds struggle, for those who just day-to-day life is work in and above itself, Lord, we give each to you. Through the power of your mighty Holy Spirit, bring comfort and peace and most of all your presence to each who fill our hearts, who are needing you on this day. For you are a God of love, who loves us in so many ways we could never fully count them. And so instead of trying to count the ways, we give you our hearts through our prayer that we speak together, as taught to us by your Son, Jesus Christ, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.